I will start by saying what I said in the morning during the morning service, which I did mention to say, when the Spirit of God is upon you, He is not upon you just for you to feel good, neither for just spiritual growth. The Spirit of God comes upon people for different purposes. The Holy Ghost can come upon you to pray. Scripture tells us that as weak as we are, we do not know how to pray. But the Spirit helps us in our infirmities, for we do not know how to pray. So the Spirit prays. That's not the whole reason the Holy Ghost comes upon people. That is just one of. There are different purposes why God makes you a worshiper. So if you check in the book of Acts, which we're going to talk about that story later on as well, but I'm going to mention it in passing. If you check in the book of Acts 16, 14, it talks of a woman who was a worshiper. The Holy Ghost was upon her, and she was into fashion. She was making money. The Holy Ghost was upon her. I'm talking to somebody, right?
Yes.
So it does not mean when the Holy Ghost is upon you, it's just for you to pray. It is just one of the functions of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Ghost came upon David, the Bible says he became a king. So there are moments David, the Holy Ghost would come upon him, he would worship. But that's not all of it. There are moments when the Holy Ghost comes upon him, he would fight battles. He would defeat enemies. So the question is, you may have the Holy Ghost, but you may only use him in one direction, prayer. But when he comes upon people, and when you check your Bible, when he came upon Samuel, he became a prophet. Not only that, he also became a leader. He ruled Israel. And the Bible says in the days of Samuel, the Philistines couldn't even come close to fight Israel because the hand of God was against them. You didn't hear this. What have I said? Can you imagine that you have the anointing where a spirit fails to come to you, just shouting from far, because the hand of the Lord was against them because Samuel was in leadership? So with you, it's just about prayer. Like, oh, I have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. And you go and you sleep with hunger. You have to know this. We activate the Holy Ghost to work in other areas. Somebody say, I have the Holy Ghost. Because people think the Holy Ghost is just for them to speak in tongues. No. Are you understanding? It's a gift. Speaking tongues, the gift of the Spirit. It's a gift. Jesus said, it's better I go. Because when I go, the advocate will come. And who was the advocate I was talking about? The Holy Spirit. And he said, the advocate will come. Do you know who is an advocate? He's a senior lawyer. Meaning to say, if I have a senior lawyer in my life, trust you me, you can't come and vandalize my property and then I will leave you like that. So what is the lawyer doing in prayer? He is beyond prayer. So when the Holy Ghost came upon David, he became a king. When the Holy Ghost came upon Samuel, he became a prophet. When the Holy Ghost came upon Samson, he became a fighter. He became a leader. When the Holy Ghost came upon Solomon, he became wiser and he became a billionaire. And when the Holy Ghost came upon you, you only became a prayer warrior. Is that okay?
No.
So when you check in the Bible, everybody, look at everyone else in the Bible who the Holy Ghost came upon them. Their story changed. It wasn't just for prayer. It was also for leadership. It was for impact, influence. And they were empowered, particularly, to become what they became by the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is so much involved in decision making. He's so much involved in leadership. He's so much involved in community development. So the Holy Ghost. Now let me just show you something, because tonight we're about to do something very, very important, because we're going to get. Remember, our topic is of faith. We have small faith, little faith, great faith, poor faith, rich faith. In the Bible, when you read the Bible, it talks about poor faith, little faith, rich faith, small faith, great faith, now faith, the spirit of faith. Now, all these are faith. And I said before, faith is not an idea. Faith, it isn't an idea. Faith is a spirit that can come and faith can go. Most people confuse belief and faith. These are different. You can believe there is God in heaven. Faith says, okay, let me put it this way. Belief says there is Jesus. Faith says I'm healed. Jesus heals me. So the fact that you live, you believe there is Jesus, there's the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean you have got faith. Because there are so many people believing there is God, there is the Holy Spirit, but they have no faith that in the next 2 weeks, a miracle can happen upon their lives. Faith says my story is going to change. Belief says there's God in heaven. So your belief must not be mistaken with the faith. It's a faith. So, do not confuse them. Belief. Believe. And faith. Now it sounds similar, right? Belief. Believe. Faith. Now, a good example. So if I have a belief there is God in heaven, it means I believe there is God in heaven. But that does not mean I believe that my mother or my father, who is blind, is going to see. Hello? That's why, despite that you believe there is God, Jesus would also say, believe that this will happen. Come on. Are you there? So I believe there is God. But do I believe that this can happen? So that's now faith. So faith is not a belief in God. You can believe there is God, but you can't believe that that woman who has been barren for years can be pregnant tomorrow. You can't believe. Faith must not only be when there is something that you are panicking about. Even when there is nothing to panic about, have something you are believing God. Am I talking to you? Have something you're what? You are believing God. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Now, so what is making you not believe that you're going to have your own house before December? It's so simple. When you analyze your finances. So even your plans, even the drawings of the house you want to build, you are limiting them because of how much you get. Ah, you're very normal. You're just like any other person in the street. That's what they also do. They budget according to what? To their income. Not us. The Bible says the spirit of God you received is a spirit without limit. Am I talking to you? He's a spirit without what?
Limit.
He's a spirit without measure. So why drawing the lines for God? Like, oh no, you know what? If it's like that, then there is no faith. It's a norm. It's logic. In fact, you would actually have done it without even God involved. You don't need the spirit to help you in a such scenario because it's so normal, like very extremely normal. Like right now, I'm trying to do something right now, and okay, what are you doing? I'm doing a project. It's a 3-bedroom house. Ah, your God is powerful. What are you saying? Why are you building a 3-house? Just because of the money that is coming. Yeah, so when I did my budget, it's... Now, if you're building according to budget, remove God. Remove God. Because it's what you are able to do according to your income. But when you begin to remove budgets, as I'm building it, I'm doing it. So, how can you do it? This is where now it will take us into a teaching of tonight. Another get. This one is very important get. All right, so let's look at this get. All right, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
It's known as... It's a financial get. This one is also known as economic get. This get, most people are having problems. These are gets in the spirit. I gave you already. Okay? We read the scripture where God was saying to Ezekiel in chapter 3, I have set you as a what? As a watcher. And I said, you can't be a watcher without a location. So God sets people in different locations to watch. What is to watch? To watch, it is to shoma, to observe what's going on. In order to raise an alarm, if there is an impending danger or an opportunity. So if there is somebody coming at your gate with good news, imagine there's a truck comes at your house with dollars, then driver jumps out and meets your gate man. Say, no, we have brought this money for your boss. You think you reverse him? He says, no. He says, he's busy. Can you go? No. You rush in and say, there is a car outside with the money. Should I open it for it? Say, yeah, go ahead, open it. So opportunities can come through the gate. Bad things can come through the gate. It is the duty of a person watching and allowing access or denying what? Access. Because gate is an entry point. A gate, it is a place where something can come in or something can be stopped. What God did was to put you at the gate. Hello? God, what he did was to put you at the gate. You have access to open. You have access to close. This is where scripture says what? Whatsoever you shall bind on earth, it shall be bound. Whatsoever you shall loose, because the responsibility to open and close, it is with you. But you will not do it if there is no faith. That's why faith is essential. Faith is important. There are things you will speak and they will not happen because they were not spoken out of faith. Because the speaking you speak for something to happen, in the spirit it is known as to stoma. In other words, to announce. And the scripture in Romans 12 verse 3, it says when you stoma or to prophesy or to declare, you must do it in accordance of the measure of your faith. As I said, faith can be measured in quantities. As scripture says, you of little faith. Meaning to say, Jesus measured the faith and it was little. Jesus said, I have never seen great faith like this in Israel. And the Bible says, immediately there was healing. Because there was great faith. So Jesus measured the faith, and the faith was great in quantity. Faith can be measured in quality. Either your faith is there, yes, but it is poor. Scripture says Abraham was not poor in faith. Other version says he was not weak in faith. Meaning to say his faith was measured. And when it was measured, it was yes there, but it was not weak. However, the scripture says what? He was strong in faith. In Romans chapter 4, from verse 19. He was strong in faith. Meaning to say, when faith was measured, it was strong. It means you can have faith, but your faith can be weak. So if you make a declaration, nothing happens. Because you spoke a declaration out of weak faith. Am I talking to you? Am I speaking to you? So the reason why people wonder, like, why are things not happening? Is because God says, what you bind shall be bound. What you loose shall be loosed. What you open shall be opened. What you close shall be closed. Are you there? Jesus says to Peter, Peter, I give you keys. He says, if you open, no one will close it. And if you close, no one will open. I give you keys. What were the keys? Keys, there were the ability to speak. What Peter will say. The keys at the gate is what we speak. What we speak at the gate can open or can close. I'm talking to somebody right here. Can I have your keys? Are you ready with a key? Can I help you to use your key today? Raise up your hand and say, I speak.
I declare.
At my gates.
Be opened
to every opportunity in Jesus' name. Now what you have just done, it's supposed to remain like that and no one is supposed to what? To close. But if this is not being said from strong faith, from great faith, then it's nothing. So the reason why we have got people in church who speak things and nothing happens and they get dismayed and say, I've been praying, I've been declaring, nothing is happening. Do you know why? It is because they do not understand, number one, from which location are they speaking. You can't speak such type of things from your bedroom. You must stand at the gate. Have you watched? You haven't even watched. Like, my life will never be the same again. I declare this year is going to be my year. Have you watched? Because somebody who must say that, he's a person who stood at the gate and watched to say, in my family, there's a spirit of almost. So you watched it and now you're confronting it. You have audacity to say so. You stood at the gate and you watched a spirit of silence. So you can say, I know what I'm dealing with. There's a demonic power of silence at my gate. Whenever things are coming to me, there is what? Silence. who start something properly, and all of a sudden, there are no answers. There's no what? There's silence. So I have watched and I see. So when I stand at my gate, when I say in the name of Jesus, I command this to come out. I know what I'm doing. And now that I know, I can now say, this year is going to be my year because I know exactly what I'm dealing with. So we have people speaking and nothing happening because one, they don't watch. They don't know what they're talking about, number one. Number two, we have people speaking and talking and nothing happening because their faith is either weak, poor, little. Am I speaking to you? So the quantity of their faith. Because in the world of faith, favor does not exist. You didn't hear me. So if we are 10 of us here, right? There is something we all want. My friend, if you don't believe, it won't come because of favor. It is the one who's believing that will get it. What have I said? In the world of faith, favor, if there are 10 people praying, it is the one with the faith who will get it. Say with me, faith. Favor, listen to me. Favor is not fair, but faith is. You didn't hear me. In the world of favor, favor is not fair. But in the world of faith, faith is fair. It goes to the believer. In the world of faith, favor does not exist. Favor, it's something that, you know, there are two, like these two. Then I have to choose between these ones. It's a lack. You are chosen by what? By how pity I am and by how what I'm choosing. Well, faith is not about even my choice. It's about the one of them who will choose to get it. You're not getting me. So, they're going to be all of them here, and I can say, I have favored you. You get it? So then I favor him. But in the world of faith, it's not going to go like that. The one who has faith. I don't care whether I'm favored or not, but I believe. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody say faith. Say it again, faith. So, God makes, I want you to get this. So, God makes a statement. Ezekiel, I have set you as a watchman over the house of Israel. If anything will happen to the house of Israel, it's you who'll be responsible. Now, I said to you, God can set you as a watcher over your life, your business, your calling, or the church where you go, your ministry. He can also set you as a watcher over your family, your business, a lot of things. And you'll be finding yourself in positions where sometimes you'll be getting these things in your mind about your child. Like, no, something is wrong with my son. There is this thing going on with my son. There's this thing. You don't use that to cause depression. Because what God is putting in your mind, in the prophetic, we call them dropped thoughts. We use them in the prophetic intelligence. We are, oh my God. God is showing you that about your sister. God is showing you that about your mother. God is showing you that about your business. Because God knows you are a watcher. Because Jesus said, watch and pray. So what you are actually thinking, it's not you thinking, you are watching. What you do with that information is none of God's responsibility. What God has done, he has given you the data. Am I talking to you? We'll see when we'll be dealing with the financial gate. There'll be a moment to be doing the prophetic reconnaissance on the gates. Where we'll look at prophetic survey. Where we begin to check around you. What is really going? Well, we are going to find a problem. Amen. And we'll address it. Oh, yes. Am I talking to you? Oh, yes. There's a problem somewhere. I promise you. So God makes you to be a watcher so he can make you to watch over finances, your family, your ministry. Now, you can't be a watcher from your bedroom. So watchmen are either set at the gate, over the walls, or on top of the tower. Now, we are dealing with one currently, which is the gates. And we said these gates are not the same. They are different gates. There's a gate of time. God may want you to watch what's happening with time around you. Am I talking to somebody right here? This time which you are seeing, this watch, it's not just a watch. It is announcing about you. Days are going. Most people think time is just natural. It's not. Time is announcing about your destiny. Right now, a minute is going. An hour is going. What was supposed to be done is not being done. So there is the gate of time where we stand at that gate and control what is supposed to be done according to the time. I gave you an example, a very good example. I told you about the new moon. This starts in the USA. They came out 3 days ago. And I told you this. I said, this data, the employment data, the hiring data in America controls the whole world's economy. Am I talking to you? Yes. And normally they come out during a new moon. And people don't observe it. And I told you, and I said, you will see. And they came out a few days ago. When we are praying during the new moon, they came a few days ago. And how are they? They are very bad. And what has happened? There was panic on the stock markets. Okay? Until the president of America has fired the boss. Statistics are not moving well. So he fired him. But the employment, people are not hiring people. What does that speak? The economy is going down. It means there are not much production. Are you understanding? And I told you, I said, listen, this is a period where people can make money or lose money. And I said, these are times in the spirit which God has put. That the whole economy right now is being controlled by time. I'm talking to somebody, right? Oh, yes. Some here. So, time is not just put there like, oh, it's not 2 p.m. No. You should know this. If you were to die at 90, in fact, time is taking you there. If you were to be a billionaire at 55, time is taking you there. So time is spiritual. I'm talking to you, right? Yes. That's why you have to control what's happening with your time. You must stand at the time gate. The enemy controls your time. Once the devil stops at your time, he normally uses the spirit or the demonic prince of delay. Some here. Now, understand this principle. Now we have got the time gate to control, and we have got bloodline gate. This is where things that find you, they find you because of your bloodline. There could be a problem in your family that is following you because of what's in the history. The demonic spirits could have created a history with your family and it move through that. That's a get. You have to control it. We also looked at another get of human get. This is where this get, remember this get, starting from the time get, God can use time, the devil can use time. Bloodline get, God can use the bloodline. That's why Jesus had to shed the blood. We are who we are today because of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus became our get. However, the enemy too can want to use your bloodline as a get. This is why even witch doctors and evil people, when they want to attack you, they must kill an animal. There must be blood somewhere to attack you. Am I speaking to you?
Yes.
So you have to control your get. What is happening to your child? Some of you may be just be blaming your child. Oh, my child is like this. But maybe your cousin, your aunt, also had the very same character. You need to stand at the gate of the bloodline and handle the matter, not with my child. I rebuke the enemy. Whatsoever is trying to penetrate through this gate to enter my family, I command you out. The human gate, God can put his people at that gate. These are people, when you meet them, your life changes. And the enemy too can also put up his what? Agents. You must be very careful. Tonight, we are dealing with the financial get. What is a financial get? A financial get, it is a point of entry, access, where finances penetrate. You must remember this thing I once spoke to you before I actually take this teaching far. All right? There is what we call mammon. Okay? And we have what we call God. These both control money. How do we know? Because God himself said it. Silver is mine. Gold is mine. That's what God said. So he actually claims that silver is his. And God is his. Am I speaking to you?
Yes.
And how do we know? The devil told Jesus to say, if you worship me, I'll give you all the riches of this world. So the devil claims that he also owns them. And Jesus said, you can serve mammon and a God at the very same time. Meaning to say, it's either the money you will have, it's a mammon money, or it's God's given money. Before you pray for financial breakthrough, understand this. The reason why sometimes God does not give you is because you may have a prayer point of money, yes. But the purpose of it is connected to mammon, and God is quiet. Because mammon deals with the pride. Mammon deals with what? Selfish. Yeah. Being greed. All right? Now, mammon deals with where a person is selfish, they are greed. Different things. Not only that. When we are speaking of mammon, it deals with, okay, let me explain about pride. I want to have money. Why don't you have that money? Okay, just simple question. Why do you want to have the money? So there is me. I want to show those people. I want to show them. One, two, it will be just for you. You want to build your own empire. Well, one person says, no, God left a mandate to Jesus. Jesus said, only this rock I'll build my church. God can't help me to do business, but God can bless my business because God wants my money to help in building his church. That's not mammon. There are poor people out there. I want to touch those people. That's not mammon. So you may be praying and not having. As the book of James says, you pray, you don't have. Because you want to spend them for your purpose. So firstly, before we talk another thing, you need to know that there are other financial gates the devil opens for you. But the purpose of that money when it is coming to you, the devil has packaged it for mammon purposes. To give you pride. There are people who left the church when they had money. As I'm speaking to you right now, they are even attacking us. Because you can open a gate of money not knowing what type of money is coming. Mammon is a demonic spirit that gives people the love of money, where you begin to worship money than God himself, where you value money more than God himself, where in fact money becomes your everything. And if this is the door that is opening to you, you must be very careful. So we have people right now who start seeing these prayers less important. Who start seeing prayer less important than before because they have got money now. They completely changed. Their thinking changed because of money. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because you're so powerful. We burn with the fire of God every motive. Let these motives be for your kingdom. Say in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for motives. Anoint my motives. Having shared this, having seen it, what happens at this gate? You will meet mammon, and you will meet who? God. On the financial gates. It's either you meet mammon or you meet God. I'm about to show you a very important aspect here on this teaching. So what happens on the financial gates? On financial gates, these are gates where access to your finances can happen or denial can happen. What do we watch here? I have told you, mammon or God. Either mammon will give you denial. The spirit of mammon that controls money in the world can say, this woman will never be rich, and it can control you. Or God can say, no, I open it. So we want to see, what do we watch at this gate that the enemy can use, or God can what? Use. So let's do it. Okay, so we're going to look at these things in details. Now, we're going to start with the simple things. Let's say business. These are simple things. Listen to me. Your business is your financial gate. You can become poor or you can become rich using your what? Your business. This is why most of you, you tried business, it's not moving. Because there is someone standing at your gate. Two, you have no control over your gates. There is access which you're not supposed to give. Profits are not entering, only losses. It's like the gate is open for losses. But I have a message for you. We are stopping the enemy now. We open for profits. My God, my God, my God, my God. One, your business is your financial gate. Two, employment is a financial gate. Promotion. These are gates of economy. Wisdom and knowledge. There are people who are rich just because of wisdom. There are people who are rich just because of knowledge. Failure to have wisdom, how to manage something, can make you a broke woman or a broke man. If this gets closed for you, if an economic gate closed for you in the area of wisdom, you can become poor. When this was opened for Solomon, he became a billionaire. Let me explain to you. Even further. We're about to go further right now. Your money is just stuck at the gate. Your business. What is happening with your business? You have it as a paper just in your house. And some of the ideas, that's wisdom. And then all, you have got an idea. That idea is your gate. Say with me, I stand at the gate. At my financial gate. I speak to my idea. Be fruitful. Have you noticed somebody? They got employed long time ago until today. There's no promotion. Because the enemy knows that when they get promoted, even their salary what? So what's happening at the gate? And when we pray for them, they say, Papa, my promotion was not happening for 31 years. And you prayed for me the same week I was promoted. Yes. What was happening? So Satan can use this gate. God can also what? That's why I'm saying that in this gate, there are two masters, and Jesus said to them, he says, either this master or the other master. You can't have both. At this gate, it's so tricky. It's either there is a denial, the enemy is stopping your business, or God opens access to your business. It's either God opens a door for your job, or the devil says you will never be employed. It's either God makes you get promoted or either the enemy says you are fired. This is now deep. It's a bureaucracy. You have a whole good business idea. All right? But it's just stuck somewhere where people are saying we're going through the documents. Bureaucracy, it's when there is a system that can stop your movement through unnecessary protocols. Imagine you want to start trading oil. Until today, you're waiting for the approvals, the documents.
Until today. You're waiting for document. Until today. What is happening at your gate? The enemy just using what? Bureaucracy. A process. I have a mind. I have a mind. Bureaucracy can stop you. Am I talking to you? Bureaucracy can what? Can stop you. It can be immigration. The enemy can use immigration. He can use a contract. We haven't yet signed a contract. We are waiting for a contract. In fact, even a contract which was already signed can be terminated. We are terminating it. This is why believers must be very careful. It's a bureaucracy. Now, when we stand at this gate, ask yourself a question before I continue with my teaching. At my economic gate or my financial gate, which portals are opened for me? Is it job? Is it business? Is it promotion? Is it wisdom and knowledge? Is it bureaucracy? Which ones are closed? This is how we begin to handle gates. Right now, before I continue teaching, ask yourself a question. Which portal? Which portal? Am I promoted? Am I employed? Am I having a job? If it's closed, that area, then we have got a job to do. If in the business, if it's closed, we have a job to do. If it's your children, we have the job to do. I'm just introducing this matter tonight. We have a way, way long way to go with this teaching. Until you are completely free and your money has come. Yes. Until your business has opened up. Yes. We will not rest our case. Yes. Somebody say in the name of Jesus. Yes. Until your children are liberated. Yes. Until your family is free. Yes. Say, I stand at my gate. I speak over every portal. Every channel. That is closed by the enemy. Open! Now, we're going to look at all those things. Even how does the enemy close? We'll look at those things, I think, tomorrow. It's a business. Job. Promotion. Wisdom. Bureaucracy. Another thing here that I'm going to look at maybe much tomorrow is region. A region can become a portal, an economic gate. God said to Abraham, leave your father and your mother to the place that I'll show you. There I'll make you great. So there are regions that God can actually give you. These regions, I'm trying to make sure that today I don't start it too deep. These regions could be geographical places, but could also be what? Entities. Ministry is a region. And there are people controlling it. In the prophetic, there are people controlling the region of the prophetic. There are people controlling the region of the apostolic. It's a region. Business is a region. Now, in that business, there could be a region, another region where the forex is a region. So God can actually call you into that region. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
So when we are praying for economic gates or financial gates, it's either you are in a wrong region or in a right region. Sometimes when a right region, but the enemy wants to give you what? Resistance. Because there are people, his own people, who are controlling that region. But God said, you are the Jesus nation. I've called you to what? To overtake, to take over, dominate, and rule. I'm trying to make this teaching very simple. It is at the gate where we control economies. Okay. Now I think I'm at a place where I can show you the Bible verses now. Let me start with one verse first. Can I give you a verse now?
Yes, please.
All right. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. Can you read it?
Then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seer of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and a 2 seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria.
Did you hear that? There was devaluation, inflation. There was no money. The Bible says everything became so expensive. And the prophet said, tomorrow, markets will change at the gate.
Oh, yes.
You didn't hear me.
Oh, yes.
Economy will change where?
At the gate.
He said, at the gate, what was expensive will sell for a shekel. Inflation will disappear. But then he mentions of the gate because the economy was being controlled at the gate. So there was a bank governor who was there. He says, man of God, in chapter 6, the bank governor said, man of God, what we are saying, practically, it's not possible. He told the bank governor, he says, listen, bank governor, you will see this happening, but you will not benefit. Because the bank governor thought, we have to work on policies in the bank, in the reserve. We have to look at fiscal. No, these things are controlled at the gates. Am I talking to you? These things are controlled where?
At the gates.
We are going to control our economy at the gate. You will speak to your gates of business, your gates of employment, your gates of a job, your promotional gate. You speak in the name of, and I'm telling you, things will begin to happen. Whatsoever is standing at your gate of finances shall come out. Let's again read Isaiah 60 verse 11, which also gives us, we read this scripture before and I told you that this verse, we'll use it later on. Now, the time has come for us to use it. Can you read it?
Isaiah 60 verse 11. Therefore, your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Your gates shall open what?
Continually.
So that business can come.
Amen.
Am I speaking to you?
Oh, yes.
On this here, there are a lot. What I've just given you, I just examples. We also have got even other more. We have got policies. Policies can be put and affect your business. Policies can affect the entire nation. Policies can beat your favor. Am I talking to you? One time we had a product in this country. We had a product that had some grain. A lot of it. Okay? And we were not having a buyer. And after some time, I spoke over these gates. There was a ban, a policy by government to say we are now banning every import. You understand? Every import, meaning to say that we want to buy from within locally.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Boom, there were markets on that week. Because they were buying from other countries before. After we sold, they said, we remove the ban. You're not getting it. After selling, they said what? We will begin to buy again from Tanzania. Am I talking to you? They said, no. We have blocked. We are not buying from other countries for now. Just for us to sell. I think it was last year. After selling, they said, no, we are removing the ban. We'll be buying from Tanzania. Policies can be used. Raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus. I speak to my financial gates. To open to every divine opportunity. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Today, I have given you an infrastructure which my whole teaching will start from tomorrow. So when we are dealing with economic or financial gates, we deal with how does the enemy close opportunities and how does God open them? Can you imagine having your child, oh, my child has applied, oh, blah, 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 blah. Then your body's a boom. They are saying they are no longer hiring people for the next 2 years. Ah, only when it was you to apply. Does this happen or not? Answer my question. Does this happen or not? There was a certain guy who was applying somewhere here in Malawi. Then they said, no. They are no longer hiring people who graduated between this year and this year. Like, where have you ever heard something like that? I thought it's just a degree. A policy can be made against you. I don't want to talk much tonight, but let me just give one of the examples. When Moses was born, a policy was made. Every baby boy must be killed. Am I talking to you? So how do you handle that? We're going to learn all these things. A policy has been made and you are there. Your financial gates shall open continually. There'll be promotions in this season. The month of August, yes. You will see it. Businesses will boom. Payments will be released. What you never thought will happen will begin to happen. It's time not just to believe in God, but also to believe in your miracle that's going to happen. This is not just a gateway to get money. This is a gateway where motives are also tested. We stand at that gate and test our motive and ask ourselves, what is it in my life that when I have money does not glorify God? What habits do I do that do not align myself with my financial destiny? Is it spending? You have to watch on all those areas. Is it poor planning? There are people right now, listen to me, there are people right now who God told me through this teaching, he said, When you are done with these teachings of gates, they will never be the same again. What gate? At your gate, at your financial gate, what portal is the enemy using? And what portal is God using? Ask yourself this question right now. Is it a job? Is it a promotion? Is it a policy? Is it a bureaucracy? The enemy can stop you. You are about to do something, then they say, no, there's a court document to stop you from going further with this transaction. There are people right now, they're not even doing their transaction because there is a document stopping them from transacting. So these are not things which you should be saying, I'm waiting on God. Are you okay? You're waiting on what? I'm waiting on God. No. God says, I have set you as a watchman. We are going to handle that situation together. And I'm telling you, a door will open. The gate will open. Jesus says, I have the keys for you, Peter. What did he say? I give you the keys. If you open, not when I open it for you. So these gates will not be opened by God. These gates will not be closed by God. It is our choice, in fact, our choice, to say we are opening this. I'm getting a job this week. I'm getting a promotion this month. I open this. This business will move. I decree and declare this thing is going to happen. It's our choice. And what we speak, no one will close it. Stand up on your feet. Right now, if you have got any money or any paper of money or any coin, just hold it right now. Because enough is enough. Mammon has no power to stop your income. You will make profits this season. Man will begin to come to you. Whether through promotion, whether through your job, permanent job, whatsoever it may be, whether it's a whatsoever way that your finances are supposed to come, they will locate you. If you have no money, take your bank card right now as a point of contact. We're about to pray right now. The economic regions. You must understand that. When we say regions, we also mean territories, territorial gates. In any country, each region has got its own economic activity. There are other places where there's oil. There are other places where there's no oil, but there's agriculture. There are other places where it's real estate. So you must know this. Territories differ. And imagine you are a born again, not just born again, but you are in a prophetic ministry and you know this information. And you go in a place where there is no real estate. To start with, you'll be able to know, to say, this territory, there's no real estate. How will you start it and make it a big thing in that area where it's not actually, it doesn't even exist? This, when you know the prophetic ministry and economy, We are going to stand here today with what you're holding as a point of contact. Firstly, we're going to cast out all towers of Babylon. In scripture, there are towers of Babylon. It's a teaching on its own. I'll teach you one other time when we have time. Towers of Babylon, which the Bible says they were fallen in the book of Revelation, which were these days they're supposed to fall, includes pride. Pride is part of the towers of Babylon. They said, let's build so that we can be like the Most High. Pride, being selfish, the love of man. These are towers of Babylon. You cannot bring God's altar on the Tower of Babylon. You read it. I know you believe in God. I know you love God. I know you love Jesus. But there are certain things in your life must be fallen. Some motives. Because the type of money that I'm seeing coming to you is too much. I don't even know how you manage it. We have to stand at the gate, the financial gate, and invoke wisdom and knowledge. As you hold every point of contact right now, I want you to say these words. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father.
Father.
I repent.
I repent.
Every ignorance.
Every ignorance.
And every love of money.
And every love of money.
For I know.
For I know.
I am not called to love the money.
I am not called to love the money.
But I am called.
But I am called
to dominate it.
To dominate it.
To control it.
To control it.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Now.
Now.
I stand at my financial gate.
I stand at my financial gate.
I speak over this money.
I speak over this money.
As a portal.
As a portal.
Open up.
Open up.
Every opportunity.
Every opportunity.
Open up.
Open up.
Every door.
Every door.
Open up.
Open up.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.